Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Our heroes have finally leveled up, but where are they headed? I don't know. Well, we got to talk about it. We have a special guest in studio, so it's time to shed some light and darkness on the Cloak and Dagger After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, level up. Level up.
We are playing my.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so bittersweet. We're here for Cloak and Dagger Season 2, Episode 10, Level Up. We have a very special guest, but before that, I am your host, Ollie Drennan. I'm joined by a fantastic, wonderful female panel, Carla Beltran.
Hey guys, what's up?
We also have Drew Jones in the house.
What up? What it is?
And we can't forget about Steph Sabra in the house.
What's up, guys?
Yes, and of course, special guest joining us, returning for the finale, Noelle Renee Bercy.
Woo!
How are you doing? Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here again.
Yes.
You're just a married woman now.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Is that a good thing, a bad thing?
I think it's a mixture.
Yeah.
It's it's a mixture of all of that, good, bad.
Well, thank you so much for being here again. Again, you were here last season for the finale, so it's tradition.
It's
Noelle,
a tradition.
She has to be here for the finale.
Thing.
It's a thing, people. So we also have a live chat. Steph is looking at it. So is Drew. We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about Evita, Bridget, / Mayhem, and Tanya and Tyrone, obviously, because they killed it this episode. In more ways than one. But initial thoughts. Well, first I want to ask Noelle, how does it feel being back? You killed it this season.
Thank you so much, so much. It just feels so good. I love where they're taking her. We got to see so much growth this season. Sacrifice, growth, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
lots of sacrifices.
Lots of sacrifice.
Oh my gosh. What did you guys think? Initial thoughts of this? I saw you guys were freaking out when you're watching it.
Yeah.
We should have live streamed.
Yeah. My main freak out was I was like, oh, so we're moving on quickly.
I actually took some like stand pictures of you guys.
Your reactions were really going in on Tyrone's lip biting this episode.
We're like, take a shot every time Tyrone bites his lip. What? Alcohol?
We're not complaining. Let's be clear on that. It still looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome episode. Such a good way to wrap up the season. I'm so, so happy with it. I just need confirmation on season 3 because it's such a good show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carla.
I agree. I actually really love this episode. I actually got to watch the last week's episode and this week's episode back to back because I wasn't here last week, you guys. And I really loved how everything got kind of like tied together.
Right.
And I love where these stories that we were following this whole time kind of ended.
Right.
It was very satisfactory.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm so ready for the future, but I'm also ready to talk about Evita, Noelle.
Yes.
Evita wasn't in a whole lot of episodes, I think, but you played such a huge role in really being kind of like the doormaster.
Yeah.
Kind of like you used the cloak to make a door this episode. And also you, like we brought up earlier, you made a lot of sacrifices and kind of talk me through the process of kind of portraying Evita, especially losing Auntie this season.
I think she's just gone through so much, and I'm so proud of her, how strong she stands through all of this. I wouldn't be this strong, one, so it's great mm-hmm. to, like, embody her strength. There's a lot of sacrifice that has gone into it to save Ty's life, but I think what hopefully we will get into more is that it was actually larger than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's been called since birth. So mm-hmm. she's just following her destiny.
Destiny, dang it.
Such a positive outlook.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? It's really heartbreaking because I remember that scene specifically in this episode tonight of you blowing out the candle. You were protecting that candle. And to me, that candle stood for so much more than just, you know, that door. It was also kind of like your relationship with Tyrone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you blew it out, making eye contact with him. So to me, that was like the end of your guys' relationship.
I love that, like, that was your takeaway because that's so what it was. It was just blowing the light out on this chapter yeah. of their yeah. lives. Absolutely.
So we never actually got to see a breakup from the characters itself. So will we eventually get closure? Do we think Evita will need closure?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't just unplug the love strings just like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully we definitely will see more of that in the future. Yeah.
Are you guys okay? Are you guys recovering from that heartbreaking scene?
Well, one, I just want to, like, take that breakup move and, like, use it for future endeavors.
We were, like, because it was just pocketing that.
Yeah, I was like,
You and, blow out a candle in front of some person.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know.
The light is out.
I love that.
The light's out on us, baby. But somebody in the chat had a really good question. Because your character really, like we were talking about, has, like, developed throughout the season. Do you think there's a character called Sister Voodoo in the comics who your character kind of, like, is resembling a lot? Would you like to see your character become a bigger, like, Marvel-esque character?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like she's well-qualified. So we'll see what the future holds with that.
I'm here for
that's
it.
That's my hope for Evita, because she sacrificed. She was Jesus of the season, and she deserves to be, like, resurrected in Jesus form. Like, I need God powers.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
She's going to go Dark Phoenix, I hope not.
No. She'll take, like, she needs to go the opposite track of despair. Like, she sacrificed. Yeah.
The high route. I feel like that's in her innate nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Totally. Totally. The candle scene was just so... I love that scene.
That was can you stop messing this up for me? I'm trying to do stuff.
Candle was like this big. It started like this big. Oh my God.
Yeah, it went out really quickly. Yeah. Okay, so one thing I had to ask. We heard Evita speak French tonight.
Yes.
So what was the process for you preparing for that?
Oh my gosh, that was so fun and challenging and literally lightheaded. All the R's in the back of your... I was like, whew. Yeah. My tutor, she was actually in this season as the ballet teacher.
Oh,
do you guys remember her? Devin, she was such a sweetheart. We only had a few days to work on it, and we literally stayed up one night till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dang.
She is such a trooper. Yeah. But that was so much fun. Yeah.
Great job on that.
Because that was really good.
You don't speak French, right?
I don't. So I'm like nervous to see the response from everyone. I hope you guys got it.
Being able to speak French, but also there's so much passion behind that scene too as well.
Absolutely.
Another character that had a really interesting episode was Bridget Mayhem. Shout out to Emma. I did see her this weekend at DragCon because we both share a love of drag queens.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she didn't come in this season, but I had to hurry up and interview her really quick. So if you want to check that out, go on the red carpet page on AfterBuzz and watch that quick little interview. But Bridget is obviously fused with Mayhem in this predicament. And it's really interesting seeing how she's kind of going back and forth between these two entities of Mayhem and Bridget. And we got to see our girl Mina. Shout out to you, Mina. Because we did not get a whole lot of Mina this particular episode. But what did you... Well, first of all, when Bridget saved you in the chapel, I thought she hit you at first.
I didn't say that.
Good thing I'm not the only one, Drew.
I was like, okay, aggressive.
She went full Mayhem, but it was nice that she was protecting you. Yes. So it's really interesting seeing this character that's not necessarily good, but also bad. What were your thoughts on Bridget? At the end of the episode, we saw her hang up Connor's body because Connor's has been MIA, and now obviously Adina killed him. So what were your take on Bridget this episode?
Well, I actually really love the pairing that they did in this episode with Evita. I thought the scene of them working together to kind of keep this candlelight, it was like, we didn't expect it. We knew that we wanted Mayhem to help in a way, but we weren't sure if she's going to go inside, like, the dark place with them. And I love the fact that she, like, kind of stayed out and she fought the darkness as well, but in her own way.
Right.
So I really personally loved that part. And I knew that Connor's head was dead, but I thought that the mom had, like, buried him.
Oh.
I didn't know that he was still...
She did, because she had a shovel, or Bridget had a shovel. There was, like, a shovel and a tarp, and... So I think she unburied
him.
Okay.
Grave robber.
Savage.
I loved Bridget Mayhem's whole storyline. I want to see more Mayhem, though, because I know... I love the fact that Mina... Shout out to Ally Malky. I know you guys in the chat were wondering, like, why we don't get more of her. I would love to see more of her in general. But I love I love that we found out that she has compassion and empathy in her, mm-hmm. but I really want to see her, like, claw people more like she did in that first episode.
Yeah.
Use those nails.
Look at you. You're got so there, Team Mayhem.
So Team Mayhem. I am so Team Mayhem.
Hashtag poison.
Yeah.
Are you rocking poison tonight?
Always.
Yeah. I love it. I like whatever this is, Bridget, Mayhem, whatever this fusion is right now, I think is my favorite version mm-hmm. of her, mm-hmm. just because she has the Mayhem, she has the Bridget. She's still a little bitchy, but like a fun kind.
We like it.
Yeah. It's like bitchy, but fashion. Yeah. And I
Drew and I.
I'm facts. I'm here for it, though. And I think mm-hmm. the hanging up Connor thing, which is like so petty, I think Bridget might.
Well, that makes sense now that I think of it, because he shot her in season one at the end of the finale. So it's like she's getting her payback.
She might like be like Tandy's a Leo.
Oh, what?
I feel like that was Tandy's idea. When she's like, I need a cop favor, basically. Yeah. Tandy's real petty like that. Like,
but I wonder what Adina's going to think, though.
I just feel like that's going to cause some serious drama.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like he should have stayed buried.
Right.
Done. Was, But to bring him front and center in that fashion.
In a serious
that's fashion. That's where we'll start some mess.
I've been on this new wave of trying to figure out what character, like, the TV shows I've been watching. I'm like, what is this person's sign? And I've come to the conclusion that I think Tandy is an Aries.
And a little
bit. No one can convince, because she's crazy. No offense to any Aries out there, but she's a little, she's a little much.
Okay, so now.
Bridget Mayhem is definitely a Gemini.
Gemini, yeah.
Ooh, exactly. Yeah, she has to be.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
With Tyrone.
Tyrone.
He's sensitive. He's a Pisces. He's sensitive.
I was going to say a Cancer. Pisces, Cancer.
Yeah. Maybe a Pisces with a Cancer moon.
Mm. Sean Pisces.
What would Evita be?
Evita.
Ooh, Scorpio.
I'm going to say Scorpio.
Yeah. Scorpio go together.
Scorpio,
yeah. Well, now I know. What is Allie? What's Allie?
Allie?
Aquarius?
I was going to say an Aquarius.
Or Virgo.
Now I want to, like, go through every single thing.
This was never a thought, but now everything I
now
watch,
every I'm show, gonna... you're going to be like, what is
what
their sign?
Yeah.
Drew is crazy like that.
Okay, last one. What's despair? What's sign? Okay. This could be a controversy.
Despair is a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
But Libra women are cool. Libra women are cool. Libra men.
But that's so true. Like, signs, male versus female, are so different.
Yeah. They are.
This He's a Libra true. Male.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm living for the astrological discussion, but we also have to talk about Tandy and Tyrone because they're so important.
Yes,
they are the stars. They killed it this episode.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. But before that, to get to something very important, give us that 5-star rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And if you've done it already, you're in the running for our special giveaway, which we'll give you all the details later in the episode. But you got to stay tuned for that. But until then, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk. You guys have been amazing, tuning in week after week, joining us in the live chat, or joining us whenever you can, listening to us, you know, commenting, sliding into those DMs that we love, you know. Shout out to y'all, because you guys make the show. Because you're part of the show just as much as we are. What's going on over there? Okay.
No, you stepping me up.
Yeah,
we're hitting the low.
All right, Ty and Tandy. Can we just talk about that pep talk that Ty gave Tandy? It was the cutest thing, because the roles totally flipped in this season. Mm-hmm, you know?
So good.
And just him saying, I believe in Tandy, and just the discussion about how daggers literally symbolize hope. They're the opposite of despair. And I just really love that discussion, because you don't have to have a long sword to, mm-hmm. you know, have hope. As long as you have that dagger and you're willing to fight. That was such a powerful speech that he was giving. Yeah. And obviously she did end up getting a sword at the end.
Bring that sword to us.
But what y'all thought? Because this was amazing.
Go ahead.
She was also able, I love that they incorporated this, that she was able to dish it out. Because we always see her dagger, like, okay, mm-hmm. like, doing some badass, like, shit, hurting people. But it's hope, it's light, and she was able to bring that into her mother and mm-hmm. Mina and
so
all these.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I loved it. I really did love the pep talk Ty gave her, because it reminds me of, like, when you're in the club and you're drunk with your best friend.
Oh, my God.
And they're about to, like, shoot their shot, and you're like, you listen here! You are stunning! You are giving looks you are the best. And I was just like, wow.
You gotta gas your friend. Like,
he was like, oh, best friend, that's my best friend. And I was like, yes.
No, it was the best. Boyfriends take in friends, take note. Because anytime like someone needs that in your life, you better hype them up like that.
Speaking of looks, okay, when they suited up finally and like going down the escalator, I'm like, man, that is totally me at Comic-Con in my cosplay, just going down, like, yeah, feeling my oats, you know? But that was so cool, and obviously, what'd you think, Carla? Like,
so I wanted to ask you guys, this is basically their Cloak and Dagger costumes, right, for right now, as far as, like, we are aware.
Okay. Yeah, I'm totally on board with Cloak. I want Tandy to be in, I just envision her in this, like, full-on, like...
Like, badass
body suit. Like, full-on body suit. But I'm cool. I like the... Mm-hmm. I like the meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love how they... Speaking of, like, the outfits that they've worn all season, like, Tyrone as a cop and Tandy in her ballet outfit, I love how they tied it in, because Tandy's storyline was a little more clear to me than Tyrone's, but this one finally, Tyrone made sense, but his dilemma wasn't as clear all the time, but this episode wrapped it up perfectly, because I feel like you could mostly hear his dialogue, which I loved, because I think his dialogue was so strong.
The writing this episode was just insane, and I feel like everyone can relate to battling your perfect self.
Right. Yeah.
Or this idea of whatever perfection is to you. I just feel like we all can relate to it. I love that he just...
Yeah, right. There is no perfect man. I was going to say, I also kind of really liked Cocky Tyrone. Like, when he was giving himself attitude, I was like, I'm here for this. I was like, this is a mood. I'm intrigued. I'm not mad at this. Because he's just so humble the entire time. He's like, oh, I'm Tyrone.
Yeah.
And this one, he was like, boy. Like, he was roasting himself.
Right.
He liked it.
That's literally Drew every day.
No, it was really powerful. It was a really powerful scene when they were battling each other. And then they swapped partners, because I feel like you kind of need your friends to, as you guys are bringing up, gas you up, and to kind of help you.
Be there for you.
Help you bring down those inner demons. And I think, I felt like Ty had it all together, but really it's so relatable, because you can look at someone and they seem to have it all together like Ty, but really deep down inside, they're struggling. They're struggling with that guilt, struggling with that self-doubt. And even seeing Ty battling himself in a cop uniform, that kind of was reminiscent of him kind of like having to conform, you know, kind of this police officer. And, you know, there's a discussion of police brutality and him just kind of battling that. So I just thought it was so remarkable, and it was very uncomfortable as well seeing Tandy fight her dad. You know,
that
was like the hero that she grew up with, but really he's not a good guy.
Yeah, well, I thought it was really interesting how they both had to fight their biggest fears, and it was more of like, oh, I didn't know that these were their biggest fears, because like we weren't really, like, it's not like something that we knew, and I thought it was really interesting how they just kind of brought it up. I really liked it. But speaking on Tyrone, I just want to say, like, he did such a good job at, like, acting as, like, himself, but in another version
of
himself.
He brought it. It was so nice.
Yeah,
to
I was
watch.
Like, twins, you can have your own Parent Trap movie, like, for sure.
Actually, just
I'd watch that movie.
It's such a forever classic. Yeah. Speaking of, he smiled so much in this episode. I'm not used to Tyrone smiling.
Yeah.
Right?
It felt like a complete different
person. It was a different person.
Right.
Yeah. Kudos to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, the moment that we've all been waiting for was taking down despair when Tandy jumped out of Tyrone's cloak. Who else died in happiness?
Leveling up at its finest.
100%.
The reveal.
I did not see that coming at all. I was just like, where'd she go?
That was amazing.
It was so cool.
And guys, I read the script, and watching it, I was like...
It's so cool as an actor seeing that translate into live action
from
form.
From the paper to...
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love the way they led up to that scene where they switched partners, as they said, and like the way from first episode of the season to this one where they realize they need each other and to bounce, like, they're literally yin and yang. And then that went perfectly into the final scene where they literally were, like, forming as one to kill despair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that they were down to fight each other's battles but essentially had to fight their own battles and then come together, I thought was really cool, because that's just, like, the growth from season one where they, you know...
I love that. That's the best partnership, is having a partner that is willing to fight your battles, but you also realizing that these are your battles to fight.
Right.
You are responsible for your own ish.
Yeah.
Okay. So like you need to handle it, but it's great to have someone next to you who is willing to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
at the end of the day, you have to be the one to put the nail in the coffin. Absolutely. They're going to help you. We're going to help support you and assist you in whatever you need. We're going to be there for you. But at the end of the day, you're going to be the one who's going to
face your own demons.
Yeah. Defeat your father or whoever that is antagonist. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. It came full circle seeing Tandy make a Z. That whole discussion of like whether it's A or B, and then she gives him a Z, which was Zorro. They were watching Zorro in the beginning of the season, so it came full circle. Nice little foreshadowing. I lived. So we're at this point of wrapping everything up, and then this epilogue, and Tandy and Tyrone are on a bus. Ugh. Where are they going? Thoughts?
We'll get into that in news and gossip. Just thoughts on that scene.
In terms of just them going, leaving New Orleans. Because this is where the show's been based on.
I don't know that I like them leaving, but I like that they're leaving only because this means that they're going to get new characters to fight and we'll get to meet new people. So that's always exciting.
I like that it's kind of bringing back the original story from the comics because they do both leave. Mm-hmm. Granted, it wasn't New Orleans. It was Boston,
It was New York. I'm pretty sure.
I thought they left.
They were in New York at some point.
Well, it started in New York in the comics.
Yeah. That's right. But I like that they're kind of like going back to that, and I'm excited to see where they go. I really hope that, you know, the characters that we love that are in New Orleans are still a part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm hyped for it.
I'm hyped for it too.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad that it makes sense for their characters to leave, and I think they've done a good job of picking and choosing what they're going to take from the comic books, and that's a storyline I wouldn't want to see, because they are vigilantes. They wouldn't be stuck in one place.
Yeah.
But what was that at the end with the waffles?
God. I knew she was going to go.
What was that? Like, the body that was Evita and Tyrone's dead relationship isn't even cold yet, and we're waffle. What is this, Waffle House? No, I don't know how. Listen, I like Candy and Tyrone, whatever, but like, damn,
they were holding hands.
You'd just be waffling with your friends while you're leaving town together. We do it all the time.
It was platonic.
Yes,
a platonic waffle.
That was not a platonic waffle.
Evita blew the candles out
in front of his face. He was
and
upset.
She has a whole ass husband.
Yeah.
So, there is that part. I guess she's married. But why is she married?
Because she wanted to save her mans. And this.
That was a huge part of it.
Person.
Ooh, that word.
Went to go.
I thought.
This person, this man, went and waffled it up. Oh, willy-nilly.
That's going to be a thing now. Oh, you waffling it up?
Oh, you waffling.
Did you waffle?
Hashtag, did you waffle?
Did you waffle?
But did you waffle, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, that's. Flirting is basically cheating in my books because I'm crazy like that.
She's a Pisces.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, no, flirting just is cheating. Yeah. No, yeah, flirting, yeah.
But waffling?
That's like a whole nother step.
The hilarious thing is I could see Steph having a full-on free. You waffled!
I love you guys so much. I'm so sad this is the season finale. I gotta wait a whole year.
One thing that I do have to say though about them leaving is the fact that I hope that we don't like lose some of these storylines. I hope that we still keep track of the priest and of Tandy's mom and of Tyrone's parents and of Evita, because like is Evita gonna come along? What's going to happen, you know?
Road trip.
Well, you thought you got rid of me, Tandy?
who is taking care of Evita now?
Well, I think Evita can take care of herself.
I mean, true.
She got her husband. You know, she is a baddie, so she's fine.
Not only that, but I think they did a great job with your costume this episode to kind of show that you were a little bit more grown up. Because we've only seen you like in school clothes, and you looked really young. But this time, you were like your hair was done in a different way.
You're like
you were dressed differently. You had a long dress on,
you know,
but not showing your knees.
Keeping it classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grown and classy.
Growing and glowing, Evita.
Yeah,
well, on that note, we got to get to one of our special segments, which is Cloaked and Daggered. And this is a segment that we do of our highlights and our lowlights of the episode.
I like this.
So who wants to go
first? Did you just woe to them?
She's been doing it nonstop.
All right, that's my
woe to Chimes.
That's my highlight. That's already my highlight.
Yeah, I did.
My highlight was Tandy getting her sword. I think that was probably one of the best parts because she was saying, like, oh, like these crosses, and then they spoke about the whole sword thing. And so I really love that. My low light is not necessarily knowing what happened to Despair. Because I wanted to know, like, I know that the disc gets, like, broken, but does he die? Does he get stuck?
I think they locked him in that thing at the cemetery, and Evita, like, locked him in there with the thing. And,
I think he's stuck to listen to his own despair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was the funeral. Sorry.
So I was like, I was very confused. I wasn't really sure where it ended. But now, I guess
I gave you
really
your closure.
Okay, Daggered was my Daggers of Hope. That was such a cool scene where she was able to use her weapon in a way that was versatile. And them just leveling up in general, I've been waiting for that level up. It's like, that's
how did that make the soundtrack, right?
Okay, Beyonce's not clearing anything for anyone, but she should have. And my cloaked moment is, it's not really cloaked, but it's kind of cloaked. The humanization of Despair. Because we all were like, I feel bad for him. But like, no, Steph, don't feel bad for him. Yeah. He's horrible.
He sucks.
He sucks. He's horrible. He's like, he's a sex trafficker. Like, right. I have no sympathy, but he looks such so good sad. Acting, such good writing, because everyone does have like, things push you to the edge.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Frick. Okay, my cloaked. Oh my god, thank you. My cloaked would be what is it?
The waffle
really did send me to new planes. But I think my cloaked would be Connor's getting hung up because it's really stressing me out. Like, what is, like, that's messy.
Mm-hmm.
That's messy.
That was. That makes me afraid for Ty's mom.
Yeah, yeah. But then my daggered would be seeing Ty's parents together.
Oh, that was really nice.
Like, we better save Black Love. Let's go.
I love that.
Bring the home together.
My cloaked and dagger is kind of like a combination of good and bad because I really was happy seeing them leave, but I was also a little upset seeing them leave because I'm like, you're leaving all your loved ones. You're leaving Evita. You're leaving Mina. You're leaving Bridget and Mayhem, the parents. So I'm like, where does that leave them, basically? But I'm super excited for the future for them to progress and grow. What was your highlight of this episode and your low lights?
Honestly, my highlight was them leaving. I'm excited to see that growth, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to see where it takes it and how they tie in all of their loved ones still in New Orleans, whether they come with, whether it's a... Mm-hmm. I mean, guys, he doesn't have to deal with TSA. He doesn't have to deal with... Honestly, the Greyhound... Guys,
Ryan, why
could
they
just cloaked out of there, okay? And taking her with him.
He still has some leveling up to do to get to different states, maybe.
They haven't gone that far yet.
What about your cloak, your low light of the episode?
My low light would as well be Connor's being hung up. I just think it was so petty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think it was so petty, but I do live for the drama. So I'm excited to see where that leads to. So I don't know, it's kind of a dagger moment too, but that was the most upsetting thing for me watching, like, Why?
You also brought up a good point when Tyrone went to check on, like, what was his name? Miles or the kid in one of the gangs that he was trying to
have himself. He did such a great... I didn't get to meet him, but I just want to say,
he was awesome.
Like, you did your thing, dude.
Yes. And that it came full circle and we were able to stop at least part of the sex trafficking business, because they can't really run as well without drugging women.
Right.
Yeah.
Or men, whoever's trafficked.
And I love that they showcased that, because honestly, that was never a thought in my head, that was such a huge factor in controlling these women, and I just felt so ignorant that was never a thought, which is why shows like this they're just so important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get the conversation going.
And that's why we need season 3 to keep on continuing the conversation and get more more things that we're not educated with and to tell those stories of people that need their stories to be told. Mm-hmm. So this gives us proper segue into more of an interview with you, Noelle. We got to ask you some questions. Any questions in the live chat or any questions that we may have for you?
My computer died.
So. Oh, no.
question, if you could be...
Because science.
Because science. Mina's in here.
If you could be any other Marvel character in the, you know, Marvel universe.
There's so many.
Besides yourself. Who are you going with?
Iron Woman.
Ooh, Ironheart.
Riri. So she give me some Scarlet Witch vibes, too, a little bit.
Ooh. When she levels up at the end.
Yeah. She's like, you killed my man, let's throw hands.
Spoiler, sorry.
That was like a little rap moment.
No, we knew he died.
Huh?
We knew Vision died.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
The spoiler ban is up, right?
If you didn't see it by now, that's not my fault.
What's wrong with you?
I have a question.
Yes.
So you had to do a couple of preparation for all the voodoo scenes that you had to do. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was really cool. One of my favorite moments, honestly, was like doing the digging for that and realizing how prevalent voodoo is in New Orleans and so many other places. Starting season 1, because my first really voodoo moment was the voodoo tour. So I went on a tour with one of my, I call her my aunt, but she's like my mom's like best friend growing up. But she's actually an avid practicer and she does her own voodoo tours. So like just starting there to hearing stories about my own great grandmother. And so many people on set were giving me their advice and their insight because they're avid practicers. So it's just so cool that this show broadcasts this. And it's not this, like, mythical, antiquated way of life. People, this is very much so 2019 happening every day.
There's not a lot of shows, I feel like, in my perspective that don't, like, cover voodoo. Like, I'm not educated. I don't know nothing about voodoo. And this is a show that's actually like, oh, that's kind of an influence.
And current day, enlighten me. The few that I have seen, it's this very much so like in the past. You know what I think? But it's a lot.
Because when you think of voodoo, you think of, oh, voodoo dolls. But no, there's this whole, there's a whole lore behind it. This is like, people follow voodoo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. People have been raving, us included, over Joe Pekoski and kind of like the creative direction he's taken with the show and how he's done the research extensively. How was working with him?
Amazing. He cares about authenticity, which is just so important to me in general, but also because I'm one of the only cast members from New Orleans. I feel like I have this like level of responsibility on my shoulders, and I'm just so grateful that I've never had to be like, okay guys, you know, sorry, it's TV. Like, it's authentic, it's true to the city. So yeah, I just have so much respect for him.
I love that.
How do you feel like you as a person have grown since playing Evita?
Me and Evita are both growing together, which is so cool. Yeah, we're just leveling up in our own ways and just becoming more secure in ourselves. And just, I personally have been having to take on some unexpected responsibility myself. So it's great to be able to like exhaust that through playing her. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Were there any moments that really stood out to you that were very special in this particular season of filming? Or just kind of like character work that you got to do?
Honestly, one of my favorite scenes, well, two scenes, were in episode 8, working with Angela. And we've developed like a great friendship, so maybe that's why it came across so well. I just loved working with her. She's so solid. She's such a solid actor, and the scenes just went so well for us.
It was clear. I feel like there was like a really clear connection off screen where you're like, are you guys like friends?
That's my girl. Yes.
And it's because it's just bittersweet too, because some characters die and some characters.
But the cool part is that Evita can call on her ancestors.
That's true.
Whenever she needs, though.
That's very true.
And they show up.
Yeah. They're not physically with you. They're always with you spiritually.
Absolutely.
Which is a lesson in itself.
Okay.
Well, we do have to move on, unfortunately, because we're running low on time. Staff Sabra got us some news, right?
Oh yes, some news and gossip for you. Okay.
What's the tea?
I'll spill the tea. So we don't have a definitive answer on whether season three is happening or not, but Joe Pekowski did a few interviews where he insinuated, they asked basically, did you guys write this with the intention of this being maybe a series finale? And he said, no, never. I have about, he said, a 7-season plan. Even if we have to tell it over the next 20 years, but honestly, I think this is the kind of end, the first couple of chapters, and I feel like it's kind of like the end of Empire Strikes Back if there were 9 movies in the franchise. So I think there's a lot more story to tell, mm-hmm. and he also did another interview where he insinuated kind of what we thought, that because of the Disney merge and everything going on with Freeform, they're deciding what to do with the shows, mm-hmm. and to me, that's not negative. I think mm-hmm. they're really just figuring out on a business yeah. standpoint.
Because there's such a huge Marvel push that's going to be on the new Disney stream with Winter Soldier and the Falcon and mm-hmm. the Scarlet Witch
Envision.
And Loki. Yeah, there's so many Marvel shows. I wouldn't be surprised if we see them pop up over there.
Yeah. And he said season three is would be about Tandy and Tyrone running into danger and looking for trouble instead of waiting for trouble to come to their front door. And then when asked about the hand-holding, he said... you should read into that as much as you possibly can. What the writers and I wanted to create was a bit of a Rorschach test for the audience. It's exciting in this day and age to work on a show for 20 episodes where holding hands is the thing that people get excited about. The best we can say is that this is the opening of a door of a question that a lot of people have been asking. So read into that, and then also a lot of people have read into the fact that they're assuming by the last line of Tyrone pointing out where we're going, some people have assumptions that it's Los Angeles, and that mm-hmm. is where Runaways is, so mm-hmm. maybe there's a Runaways crossover, which a lot of us have been hoping for.
Yes. You guys know I stand
so
Runaways.
That's the tea.
So good. Thank you so much, Steph.
Of course.
But now we have to get to our giveaway, right?
Yes!
It's time to draw the winner of this signed comic book. Noelle is also going to sign it, and we are going to ship it to you. If you win, just be sure to DM us on Instagram or Twitter. Any one of us, all of us, whatever. Send us your address. We'll ship it to you free of cost.
That noise is Carla's shit. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, we're shaking up the raffle submissions.
Get it. Get it ready.
Okay. Can we drum roll?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. Ryan in the booth.
All right. Here we go. This is...
It's a username from iTunes.
It's a username from iTunes. The comment was, we got a 5-star rating saying, killing it. I love how Cloak & Dagger uses its platform to show real-world injustices. To all the panelists, you do such a great job discussing each episode. I love the enthusiasm and insight. Keep up the good work.
Aww.
I
think this Enchanté. Is... I'm practicing my friend.
Yeah. Is this... A.K. DeGeorge. Congratulations. You are the winner Woo-hoo! Of this.
You did
awesome.
It.
Yes.
Thank you so much, A.K. DeGeorge.
I think I'm on The Price is Right.
Yeah. The new Vanna White.
Thank you so much for everyone who entered and just supported us, because you guys mean the world to us. We really love the show. Noelle, thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
But we got to get to quick, rapid predictions. And Noelle, you have to tell us, what would you like to see Evita go? Like, what... From here,
I would actually love to see her origin. You know,
yeah.
We don't even know her parents yet,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. This is true. So I would love to see where she comes from, why she is the way she is, how deep does Vudon go into mm-hmm. her lineage? Yeah, all of that. I want to see the roots of her.
Totally. And what do you guys think? Anyone?
Come on, Drew. Can you just okay. slay it for
us? I would ideally like to see us pick up next season with them coming back to New Orleans, but like New Orleans still being the home base, but them jumping around and hopefully, you know, Ty picks up your great idea that Greyhounds are not necessary because you can just go places.
Yeah.
Because I really think there's so much to explore with Evita. I think she's such a big asset to the team, and I want to see that more. I want to see what's going on with Bridget Mayhem. That's her new name in my mind.
Bridgeham.
I want to see, like, a misfit Avengers-type thing going on there.
With the Runaways, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah,
hello.
Let's team it up, but... Yeah, I definitely, I'm excited for next season, but I want Evita to be a bigger part because I think she could be really dope to their storyline.
I want Evita to be I think she needs to be, like, right up in highest build with them. But I also want, I feel like I'm just going to go with it. Like, Candy and Tyrone, do your thing. Like, love
let's
it
see.
Up.
Yeah.
Let's see how it works.
Let's go for it.
But
know?
I worry. Because don't screw up the partnership you worked 2 seasons for. But also, maybe I'll make it better.
Yeah.
It's a divine pairing. And
after
that's
all.
In the words of Evita.
Yeah.
Carla.
Let's get weird.
What do you think?
I think that we are going to come across problems. Like we've been saying the whole episode with Mayhem kind of hanging Connors. I think that Tyrone is going to have to come back because of his mom's prints are probably going to be there. Mm-hmm. Maybe the crab cakes that she made. Maybe it's a famous recipe. So, no. I mean, you never know, you know?
I love that.
So, yeah, I have a feeling that we will be back and be hearing a lot more about, like, his parents.
Definitely. Them crab cakes. There's so much stories to tell. I think we're getting that crossover, even if it's a couple episodes, like 3-4 episodes of with the Runaways, even like they did with the Defenders, maybe. I don't know. But until then.
I'm here for it.
Thank you so much for your support of being here. We love you, Noelle. You're killing it. You did such a phenomenal job. Where can we find you on social media?
And if you're working on it, yeah.
My Instagram and Twitter is at Miss Noelle Renee.
Yes.
Are you working on any projects?
Yes, but not that I can speak on yet. But follow me online, and when I can say anything, I will.
And my fabulous panel, my sisters, where can I find you guys?
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in and talking to us about Cloak and Dagger this whole episode and season. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. I'm going to be on the iZombie after show right after this, so hop on over there. And until then, you guys can slide into the DMs anywhere at OKDrewJ.
I'm Steph Sabraw. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabraw. Ollie, thanks for steering the ship all season.
Yeah, it was rocky, I know.
I just love you guys. This is, like I said, it's bittersweet. I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Until season 3, gosh darn it,
it's happening.
We love you guys.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.